This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's like Norm Pattis, famous constitutional lawyer, is reading my mind, because I wanted to ask him weeks ago during the whole impeachment fiasco to come on, and then he was busy with cases and couldn't at that time, about impeachment and about, as a constitutional lawyer who practices federal and state, what is it like to watch what they did with due process? And was Jonathan Turley, who's a liberal professor, right when he says what was impeachable is how the Democrats have conducted this, and how do they even have a trial in the Senate now when the fruit of the tree is from a poison tree? Or we've got 4 minutes left. What is your expert view on this, what I call a fiasco?
It is a fiasco. I mean, I think the thing that's been frustrating to me watching the coverage is this is not a traditional legal proceeding, and thus the rules of evidence and the rules of criminal and or civil procedure don't apply. But what we're tinkering with is the soul of the nation and how we govern ourselves. And there's an attack on the highest office in the land. Now, as I understand the case,
and in the past, they would try to follow impeachments according to parliamentary rules, right? And
they'd have rules. Yeah. But what we have here, you know, is a failure to communicate, to quote Cool Hand Luke. Well, nobody has persuaded me that anything involving Ukraine really affects national security. And Nancy Pelosi called her own bluff. She's the one that should be impeached. This is an urgent matter of national security. We've got to rush through the proceedings in order to get this done, because presumably we're at risk. And then, by the way, I'm not going to send the articles over because I don't like the way the trial's going to look. I thought we were at risk and this had to get done because Washington was burning. Now, the other thing that seemed to get lost is, okay, Trump asked for whatever he asked for from the Ukraine investigation of Biden. I still want to know, as an American citizen, how Joe Biden's 30-something-year-old kid got a $50,000 a month do-nothing job on a Ukrainian board. If he didn't get it because Papa pulled the strings, I don't have hair down my shoulders. So from my perspective, that's an unanswered question. The Republicans have missed the opportunity to focus on bread and butter. Nancy Pelosi's claim that the case has not been made to me, that whatever manipulation was done with respect to the aid was of such vital national security interest that we need to unseat the highest elected official in the land. The case has not been made. So, and when Nancy doesn't send it, when Pelosi doesn't send it to the Senate, I think I heard an interesting suggestion the other day. One senator thought of moving to dismiss on the theory that the House hadn't diligently prosecuted. I think that's a viable option at this point. It's a political stunt. As far as I'm concerned, she's holding on to the
impeachment. Yeah, you shouldn't even dignify it with a trial. I know Trump likes it because he thinks it'll, let him show other frauds. But, I mean, if you start dignifying total frauds, I think you would, because they're talking about having new impeachments and new articles, and it'll go on and on.
But they'll churn it until the election, and I think the impeachment process becomes publicly funded Democratic campaign fodder. That's why she's sitting on the indictment, so to speak, or the impeachment process, because the timing isn't right. But once the primaries begin and the Democratic field shakes itself out a little bit more, I think those articles will go over. And then we the people will be paying the Senate to produce Democratic talking points as part of the 2020 election. I think most people are sure smart enough to.
Well, Senator Graham says they might get it going sometime next week, but who knows? It's just unprecedented, as you said, to hold the country hostage like this. And I think it really hurt them bad. Just because 14% of Americans in a major poll think brown cows produce chocolate milk doesn't mean the rest of us don't see through how dangerous this is.
I still want to find that pink cow for the strawberry milk.
They have orange Julians.
Yeah, and what kind
orange
of
cows create orange milk.
I've missed those. I've been traveling a little bit lately, but I've missed the orange cows.
Well, in the minute we have left, it's still in the Supreme Court of Connecticut, and the left's all excited. Oh, we've got Alex Jones. His case is in the Supreme Court. He's been found guilty of the Sandy Hook stuff. No, it's a special appeal because of what was going on before anything ever got going.
The appeal was that the court violated your First Amendment rights by penalizing you for speaking out on this show. That's what the appeal is. And the question is, could you be punished for vigorous expression? Our answer is no. If the Connecticut Supreme Court says you can, we'll go to the U.S. Supreme Court to see what they think.
And again, It's just unprecedented what's happening. Norm Pattis, thank you so much for joining us.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
You did a great job today. All right, the huge, I mean, this is life-saving, critical information on the other side.
I want to talk about Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
You've been doing great, Owen. You're going to finish up with these calls, but then Greg Reese and, of course, Harrison Smith are going to take another hour of calls. The crew's volunteered to do it. So we're here live covering this, hoping everything de-escalates. So the live coverage continues. Everybody spread those links. The globals are hacking us, trying to shut this down. Don't let them win. No BS. Let me tell you, everything's straight shooting here. See, I don't have some Machiavelli manipulative view. With me, it's all straightforward attack. That's the real power.
You have to do every single thing I say, or we will not make it. Understand? Do you understand?
Come with me if you want to live.
Come with me if you want to live.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live on this Friday worldwide broadcast. And we've got the InfoWars Nightly News and News Director Rob Dew here with us in studio. He was showing me this information this morning that was sent to us by some of the researchers out there, and it just blew me away. And so we're going to do a detailed report on this that should be done by next Monday or Tuesday. But I wanted to go ahead and just give some background here and then get to this with Rob, because this is the World Health Organization chief scientist caught lying to the public. And so he'll go over some of this, but here she is in an internal video that they didn't want released. This is leaked right now here. And she's saying, we haven't tested these. We don't know if what people are saying is true, that it's killing people. Well, that's because there's liability protection here in the U.S. and in other countries. They get the same laws passed where you can't know what's in them and you can't know what they're contaminated with. And if somebody gets hurt, they secretly go to a secret court and then maybe get paid off. So safe and effective, that's a lie. Now they're trying to pass laws to take the inserts out where it admits it can hurt you or kill you. They always misrepresent and say we're against the technology of vaccines. No, they have liability protection, big corrupt, big pharma, all the history of their problems. What drug company should be exempt from liability for any of its products? This is madness. Now they have thousands of vaccines in development, over 500 approved in different parts of the world. They're trying to make you take more and more of this. Companies are going to make you pay for something. In many cases, it's experimental because the governor says he thinks it's an emergency, like Gardasil, supposedly going to stop the warts that certain viruses cause. A wart is cancer, folks. And then it kills a bunch of people, but it's okay because they had liability protection. They go and get a president or a governor under U.S. law to say, this is an emergency take. It gives it liability protection, and it's added to that list. And then they can dump it on the market knowing Gardasil killed all those people on record and hurt so many others and sterilizes a lot of women. They're using it in the third world. So there's so many cases of this. Rob, dude, this is just massive. This video was from December 3rd. Yeah. This just got leaked to us. This isn't even out there from the activists we've talked to. This report's just now coming out here. We want to talk about who those activists are and more. And again, I want to do justice to what they're doing. So we'll do a whole report that's out sometime next week. We'll get an article up today with this video. This is really, and people need to know this.
And let me explain what you're going to see. What starts off in this video is this Soumya Swaminathan. She's head chief scientist at the UN, the WHO.
And she's talking about how vaccines are safe and effective and they do all this great stuff and, oh, they're great. And then it cuts to a meeting that held in Geneva, Switzerland, back in December 3rd, 2019. And she's like, you know, we don't know what's wrong with these things. People are asking us why their children are dying and we can't give them answers. So we have to be able to give them answers. And she's like, a lot of the time we don't find out what's wrong with these vaccines till after they're approved. This is the insanity, and you have armies of lemmings out there on Twitter and on social media telling you you're a bad person.
And you're going to kill me if you don't take them. Yeah.
Yeah, that you're bad because you're not listening to these health officials who are saying in public meetings, although this one might have been private, that we don't know why people are dying from these things. We don't know why.
And they're not tested, so we don't know because they're not tested. No, and if they are, it's kept secret. So I want to explain this. They're saying we know stuff's going on, but that's just the way it is. But then she goes out. This is leaked from the meeting. And then she goes out and she's on television saying it's great. You need to take it.
Yeah.
It's absolutely outrageous. And then later, we're live right now, but I want to add this in post and put it out this afternoon, just this live talk. Remember, in 2002, it came out on ABC News back when they did their job. They had some journalists left because they got the minutes via a lawsuit. And then there was a whistleblower leaked more. And then a congressman whose grandson got brain damage. We can find this clip.
Right.
We'll add it. His grandson was 2 years old, took the shot, had convulsions, blood came out his nose, never talked again.
Yeah.
So he was in diapers 10 years later, but back at that time. He says, BS, he demanded it, subpoenaed it from Congress, and got the full record of the head of the CDC saying, my gosh, I'm not giving my grandkids this. We've damaged millions. They'll kill us if they discover it. These are the damn transcripts from the meeting with the head of the CDC. Cover it up. My God, they'll kill us. But instead... But see, once they got the, but they also say, we better clean this up.
Oh, yeah.
But you notice once they covered it all up, there's never a cleanup. The military has been given dozens of experimental vaccines like anthrax and others as guinea pigs. But it's still illegal to give the military experimental vaccines unless the Pentagon again declares it an emergency, just like governors do it. So this is very, very, very dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to this clip right now. Here it is. Again, it has a screen. WHO works to ensure vaccinations are safe and effective. Here's the head of it.
Vaccines are very safe. If someone gets sick after vaccination, it is usually either a coincidence, an error in administering the vaccine, or very rarely a problem with the vaccine itself. That's why we have vaccine safety systems. Robust vaccine safety systems allow health workers and experts to react immediately to any problems that may arise. They can examine the problem rigorously and scientifically, look at the data, and then promptly address the problem. WHO works closely with countries to make sure that vaccines can do what they do best, prevent disease without risks. New vaccines against malaria, meningitis, and encephalitis in Asia and Africa are now being thoroughly monitored with support from WHO.
Here she is rolling out
vaccines
the program.
Are one of the safest tools we have to prevent disease and ensure a healthy future for all children.
Now here's what she really said.
Yeah.
Five days later, he discussed vaccine safety behind closed doors at the WHO Global Vaccine Safety Summit. Here it is.
I think we cannot overemphasize the fact that we really don't have very good safety monitoring systems in many countries, and this adds to the miscommunication and the misapprehensions because we're not able to give clear-cut answers when people ask questions about the deaths that have occurred due to a particular vaccine, and this always gets blown up in the media. One should be able to give a very factual account of what exactly has happened and what the cause of deaths are. But in most cases, there's some obfuscation at that level, and therefore there's less and less trust then in the system. Putting in place the mechanisms, whether they're cohort studies or whether they're sentinel surveillance sites, to be able to monitor what's going on and report back, and then for corrective action to be taken, because unexpected things could arise after introduction, and one always has to be prepared, as we've seen, you know, in the history of many drugs.
You've learned
about adverse events only after the drug's been licensed and introduced into the population. So I think that risk is always there, and the population needs to understand that and feel confident that mechanisms are being put in place to study some of those things.
Simply earth-shattering. And again, she's just saying common sense stuff. In fact, if you look at different countries, it varies. But in the United States, about a third of drugs end up getting pulled, or they restrict them for only emergency situations. And that's because they put them out, and then they have problems, they pull them back. But with vaccines, like, oh, no, don't look at that. And now they have vaccines for Alzheimer's, vaccines for drug addiction. They just call it a vaccine. It's not. No, these things go in and kill certain nerve endings in the brain so that you can't absorb certain endorphins that are associated with heroin or cocaine. But that also kills your normal endorphins and makes you a zombie. Or they have, again, Alzheimer's vaccine that has the body attack certain proteins in the brain. And then it has all these other side effects. So vaccine just means something they're going to inject in you, and they're going to have liability protection. How freaking crazy is that, Rob?
It's ridiculous. And the fact that people fall for it, people don't want to ask questions, people are afraid to question the medical model, is even scarier, that they will willingly line their children up to be systematically, mentally, and physically destroyed. It's so sick.
It came out that the world leaders have secret clean vaccines. Oh. I want access to those clean ones. Don't tell me I don't believe in the science. Stop dumping poison crap on us. I got more breaking and Dr. Baggage is coming up. We got breaking Elizabeth Warren.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
EarthPulse.com. EarthPulse.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
A lot of big news has been breaking on Fridays, and I begged Dr. Nick Baggage to do a show once a week here. And then, but he's such a trooper, I preempted him like three times in a row, so I apologize. He's taking over here in just a few minutes. But then this huge news was breaking on the vaccine cover-ups. We're going to him, and he's taking over here in just one moment. But Rob, just finishing up, this is the head of the World Health Organization Science Bureau.
Right, the chief scientist.
Chief scientist of the UN saying, these are killing people, we're covering it up, we don't have a surveillance system, people are hearing about it, they're getting pissed. We better clean it up.
You've got to figure out a way to lie to them, essentially, is what she's saying.
Yeah, so long, this has been, days after she tells the lies, this is all safe.
Yeah.
Folks, it's over. They're not going to be able to cover this up with Facebook censoring these discussions. It's over. So a big report's coming out on that today. We'll add some clips, what we just did.
Right.
And then knowing you and I, will work over the weekend get this out, because I'm already up here all weekend. But this is huge, brother.
It really is. And you got to look at the people in New Jersey who are fighting for their health freedom right now. They're storming Congress. They're speaking out because they're not taking this, safe and effective answer as an answer anymore. They know. They've seen the children.
The anthrax vaccine killed hundreds of U.S. military conservatively. They admitted it was killing people. Stop saying it doesn't hurt people. Stop saying it's all safe.
You just have to look at the children.
Everybody knows that the peanut allergies, because they grew vaccines on peanuts.
Yeah.
And then they stopped doing it, and now all these kids aren't being born that die if they go around peanuts. I mean, it's real simple. You people are out of control. And the trailblazer, literally, before I was here, anybody on the science was Dr. Nick Baggage. He's taking over in a moment. Rob, let's do this last thing because we got to get him on.
Yeah. Well, speaking out, this Elizabeth Warren clip.
And everything is about confronting the scum with facts and knowledge, like Owen did, like everybody's doing, like you've been doing, folks. This is what's going to defeat them. Not just get Trump in. Trump's not perfect. Trump isn't going to save us. We're
going to save ourselves.
With God's help. We got to confront all these scum like Pocahontas. Tell us what happened.
This guy,
Infowars.com.
This biker with a cross on his back goes in and confronts her and tells her she's a fraud and disgusting for siding with Iran in this situation. And we need more people like this. His relatives were veterans. And he's sick and tired of these people marching around like they own the place.
Well,
and we
have to stop Obama and all them help do this whole destabilization.
Sure.
I don't like this expansion of war stuff. But the point is that unifying, suddenly the left, loved war, and then Trump's against it. Now they love war. Then Trump looks like he's for war. Now they're against war. Here is the confrontation.
Action. It's so good to be here with you.
You're siding with ISIS. You're siding with Iran. Why are you siding with terrorists for? My grandmother died of real white too. You're a fraud. Disgusting. Free New Deal. Liar.
The First Amendment in action right there.
And whether you agree with this guy or not, the point is Elizabeth Warren is an anti-American globalist. They need to be confronted, and this is what they fear.
And she goes, it's nice to have you here.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you. Oh, I'm having a beer. Want one?
Let him go. It's all right.
Notice the room size, too. About 40 people
in
this room.
And it turns out she doesn't drink beer.
Yeah.
He tries to drink beer. Like, I'm a human from your planet. I drink beer. Dr. Nick Baggage is taking over right now. We love him. Thank you, author, filmmaker. Find it all. It is an amazing website, and we sell his films at InfoWarsStore.com. Our big sale, a lot of stuff sold out. It's still just going to the weekend. I was too busy to take stuff off sale, so a lot of it will just sell out. We won't have it for months. Please, we need your financial support, InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. Nick Baggage, take it away. God bless you. We love you.
Hey, thanks very much. And it's always great to be with the team down there. And, you know, the preemptions don't bother me because it's about the news. It's about what's going on in the world. And that's about information and InfoWars whole mission. And so I'm just really glad to be a part of the team and get the opportunity to bring issues and talk about issues that are important, at least in my view of where we're headed, you know, and what Alex and Rob were just talking about, you know, the whole idea that, hey, this is about you, you know, and Alex says it all the time, you know, the tip of the spear, right, is you. And think about it, you know, and I'm thinking, you know, and I met somebody who sees me on the screen when I'm on in Anchorage here in the last few days. And the guy said, you know, it's great. You know, it's good to see you out there doing stuff. And what InfoWars is doing makes a difference. And I'm glad to be involved in that. And, you know, that's really it. Everyone out there is involved in this. And here's what it really means to me. You know, I got a staff. It's me. Okay. And I got someone that helps me about 5 hours a week otherwise. So otherwise that's me. And then there's this team in Austin that's InfoWars that puts all this together, makes us look great, gets us out into the world so we can express ourselves in the world. And then the real team is you. When you, you know, get up in the morning and look in the mirror, man, you're the team that we rely on every single day to get the message out. So thanks for that going into this new year, my first broadcast of the new year here. And last night, for those that might have caught me, I was on Coast to Coast AM, sort of the other end of the radio spectrum, talking about issues that matter, you know. And here's the thing, all this stuff that we've been talking about and everything on today, again, are symptoms, right, of people behaving badly. And Alex is right. You know, if whatever Trump is for, the Democrats will be against, and whatever he's against, they'll be for, because it isn't about policy. It's about tribalism. It's about separation. It's about breaking up the human spirit, dissolving us into some battle that doesn't need to happen. Because what I know, and a lot of my discussion lately has been about this, is the underlying value systems, if you can keep them alive, aren't gone. But here's what's happened. And this is like the mind control of the game. And it's really simple, because here's how propaganda works. First thing you do, and this is what happened in Germany, why a lot of very educated people in the 30s did all this crazy, atrocious kind of stuff, you know. But here's how it starts. The first thing you have to do is get people to shut up and quit speaking their truth, because in those days, you know, you might get in trouble, and today you might get in trouble with political correctness, you know. So everyone guards their speech, withholds their truth. And then what happens on the left often is they then begin to repeat something that they don't believe in. It also happens on the right. So people begin to express things they don't believe in. And then as you do that, you shut down your consciousness, that part of your brain and your awareness that connects you to all that is, if you will, you know. And so the slippery slope is, first you lie to yourself. They call this tolerance. You know, and I've talked about this before, and we need to think about this differently. I talk about acceptance. Accept the fact that the guy is going to disagree with you. That's a fact of the matter. You're going to run into it. But do this with dignity in terms of the discussion. This is where it turns the corner. Maybe we get somewhere. So you got to be able to recognize that we're created the image and likeness of God. So when you look in the eyes of your adversary, you see yourself a little bit there. And as you do, listen carefully to all the arguments, because most people have some logic stream, you hope. And then you get the facts you're missing, or you find out what hole there is there in their argument. You got a chance to present it. And that changes the world. And together, it's about information, InfoWars. And I want to talk about InfoWars and what is not social media, but is, in fact, social manipulation that we have to guard against, which requires thinking with a heart, with a consciousness, with what we are in our fundamental creative being. So together, let's do the InfoWars. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes.
Knock on wood, I am not tempting fate, but everybody around the office, especially folks that have worked there a long time, have noticed that I really don't ever get sick. Now, again, I might get sick tomorrow because I just made that statement. I'm not tempting fate. I'll say that again. Because I am superstitious when it comes down to that. I'm very thankful to the good Lord for the Constitution I've been given. But up until about 8-9 years ago when I started taking X2, the products in Force Life, I still got sick every couple of years. And you know, I still get sore throats from allergies and pollen and things like that. But now that I religiously take the products at InfoWars Life, one of the highest quality supplements you're going to find out there, I just never get a fever anymore. It's probably been 3-4 years since I've had a fever. It's just crazy. So I chalk it up to genetics and the great products.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to InfoWars, and this is Dr. Nick Begich coming to you from my home in Alaska. And I was during the break, I was talking to Sean, and you know, it's minus 12 here today and supposed to be minus 20 later, you know, so it's cold. I mean, it is cold and it is dark, dark. And so anyway, Alaska, what a place. And, you know, thinking about some of the things happening in the world and talking about just going into the last break, getting into the topic of the day, which to me is really about social manipulation and how that all happens, what's happening, and not just creating culture and reality. I mean, really fundamentally forming reality all around us. And I'm 61 this year, and you know, and headed for 62. And 2020 represents to me vision, right? 2020 vision. And we should each get a vision for our life, a vision for this network, a vision for the country and where we're headed. Because, and wherever you live, in whatever sovereign land you're hearing this, you know, I mean, it's about our own countries and the things we can do when we share values in common that makes sense. Otherwise, you know, we have to respect our sovereignty as individuals and as communities. And as countries, quite frankly. And, you know, that's why America is, you know, a republic, kind of a federation of states, too. And although we kind of forgot a lot of that along the way, which is a topic for another day. But having said that, you know, personal privacy, social manipulation, how's that playing out? You know, and I was re-looking at my material I published in 2000, 20 years ago, and then, you know, kind of looking back in time and what we predicted then and sort of where we're at now. And everyone's so amazed, you know, about all this stuff they think is so cool, that's so convenient. And we said, hey, wait a minute. Remember, there'll be a flip side to the equation. And yeah, you'll be under the microscope. And we are. We have fundamentally given up every shred of personal privacy. And, you know, you can look at it from this perspective. You know, here's a thing for the future. That's happening now, right? Because it's already been piloted and tested and all that. But because of electric cars and now the imbalance on who's paying for roads, because it's not out of gasoline tax, you're going to hear them taxed by the mile. And all that meters on your cars will track your miles and every place you go to register your tax, right? And then that will set your insurance premiums, right? And then everywhere you stop, you know, like the liquor store or, you know, wherever you made your route, the junk food restaurant six times a week or whatever, you know, I mean, that'll all affect your rates and your ratings. And as data is collected, see, it all ties back into the economic system and the feedback loops that, you know, make you a commodity as a taxpayer, consumer, voter, whatever. However, you're being made into a commodity for whoever's industry at the time. Who's grabbing all of your data bits and then puking it back at you in a way that you'll respond, like Pavlov's dogs salivating, you know? And this is what is actually happening. I predicted it. Alex predicted it. That's why it's an info war, ladies and gentlemen, because it truly is about information. But more importantly, it's about how it's programmed in. And there's a guy out there, Dr. Robert Epstein, and I don't confuse him with the pervert Epstein. This is Dr. Robert Epstein. And he did this study that got peer-reviewed about this and social media, how it works. And he looked at Bing and Google and a few others. And Google, interesting, was the one that manipulates the data in such a way as to move numbers 20 to 80%. Holy moly, not 2.6 million votes. That's the small number in the equation that Dr. Robert Epstein testified to. The big broad sweep is on neutral issues. You can move populations 20 to 80%, which is enough to win anything, or to move things and start to push the crowd into a direction. And this is what I'm talking about, propaganda and manipulation and the things we predicted. When big data and data valence, which is the phrase we used 20 years ago, manifested, people, oh, don't worry. You know, they can't even sort the data. Why worry? Well, we told you why, because they would sort the data and they would have the data and they go backwards in time and predict your life forward better than you can even do it. And that's where we're at today. And we just got revealed that Cambridge Analytics influenced 68 countries' elections, not just one, something we predicted 20 years ago in the book Earth Rising, the Revolution, and Earth Rising 2. You know, those books, the only place you can get them in the world is InfoWarsStore.com. So I don't even sell them on my website. Go look, EarthPulse.com. You can't buy anything there. The only place I sell books and videos anymore, unless they're electronic on Amazon, because I'm kind of stuck in that window for now. Everyone else, I shut it down, moved it all over to InfoWars, because it's about InfoWars, and that's who I'm supporting. And they're helping me create content so I can get these issues out to you. So your part is support InfoWars, please, so we can keep talking about all the things that are important. But social media is misnamed. It's part of this new phrase that you always hear now that you never heard 20 years ago. It's all called creating a narrative. You know, that's called like lying in a nice way, creating a narrative. Forget that terminology. It's just switching words around, but the meaning is the same. You know, painting a picture that might have a little bit of too much paint in one corner. You know, so here's the deal is it's about information, getting it out. And then, you know, sometimes, you know, we get it wrong, but that's not very often on 25 years I've been in it, and with Alex as an example, you know, on a lot of issues, and don't get it wrong very often. It comes sometimes we do, and we take responsibility, like, you know, journalists and people who research and try and convince you about something ought to do. But here's the thing, is the narrative that's being shoved down our throat is a feedback loop that has become so pervasive. So I'm doing this local initiative here in Anchorage, and I've talked a little bit about it, you know, Intervention 2020, about what I think homelessness is, which is a false narrative. Also, it's about drug addiction, alcoholism, and mental illness that results in the symptom of homelessness. But that's, we'll get into that maybe if we have time today. But the point is, narratives, forming narratives, and then kind of painting the picture so you can go sell something. This is so much of what we are facing now is about that. And we provide the raw data in a way that if somebody just literally kicked in every one of our doorways, walked in our houses, and just rummaged through everything in our house, we're letting them do that with our digital doorways that hold more information than any of us hold in our houses. And the rules support that. And how does that support liberty and freedom and democracy and a republic or anything that is even close to that? And then what they do is they feed this garbage back that is not a reflection of reality, but a way to move reality down a direction. And this is the dangerous situation that we're in right now. Is here's what we also know about it, is the brain activity that occurs, the reward system in the brain is so incredible it creates addictive behaviors. And then to make them even better, they use three-dimensional MRIs, look at the brain in real time, creating gaming and all of the interactions with the internet, because everyone's competing for your attention to then move the herd. And the better they move the herd, the more money people pay them to do it. And here's the last semblance of independent media, just a few portals left in the world, you know, that at least appear to be presenting an alternative view. And InfoWars is one that I totally support. Coast to Coast, for their opposite spectrum, I do. Nexus, which is an information speed, Nexus news feed, I support. Zero Hedge and Drudge, you know, because these give you an aggregation of things and you can sort it out, you know. And I appreciate that, because that means that we're intelligent enough to sort it out. And I believe in you to sort it out. And don't let anyone shut our voices down, because you can change the channel. There's a billion channels, you know, everyone's competing for everyone's attention. But pay attention. Pay attention is one of the secrets of it all. And look in other directions from time to time to get a broader perspective on what's going on in the world, so you can engage it with knowledge and the force of emotion and personality that each of us carry when we're carrying our knowledge, and do it respectfully and with dignity. And instead of being in media manipulation land and reality TV land, move it around, not social manipulation anymore that they call social media. Our new narrative is freedom, liberty, and our pursuit of happiness by self-actualizing our health, our highest potential as created living souls on the planet. That's what we ought to be doing, and that's the first piece of the info war. I'll be right back.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And welcome back. And, you know, talking about this whole surveillance set, you know, when you stop and think about how much information. I was using the illustration of what they'll do with tracking your car and then your movements, and then it affects your insurance, and then it shows where you stop, which affects other aspects. And then they show who was with you at the time because their little device tells her. You know, it delivers the same information. And then you look at all those overlays, and then you look at what's happening in the world, and the video feed that's showing the Chinese version of facial recognition now that, I mean, it's total, absolute control. Those that listen already know the Chinese model of social scoring, the India model of biometrics using three perimeters, fingerprints, iris scans, and facial recognition. Those overlays, and now the German-European overlay that's playing out right now is digital money because they pay negative interest rates on your savings. A lot of people put their money out of German banks into cash and put it in safes. And then what also happened is they made a new law effective the first of this year, 2020, to make gold purchases reportable in Germany if you buy over 1,000 euros, which is less than 1 ounce. So by the end of the year, all retail stores in Germany were pretty much out of stock, and there were lines a block or two long of people buying gold. Because what's probably going to happen in Germany is you're going to tax the gold. That's another way to create a revenue stream to the government. So you've got these negative interest rates. They go to digital currency. Now you're stuck. All your money's in, and they're taking a little bit every month from you. This is the new model for Europe coming by way of Germany. So when you start laying, and then, of course, to protect your money, your digital money, then they want your facial recognition. So they're going to probably run it in reverse, but they know it'll work because it's all been played out in India, and the social scoring to get you in the game and keep you politically correct has been played out in India and brought to you by the New World Order, right? Whoever they are, it's not about you anymore. It's anything more than a commodity plugged into the thing. You're a digital dot on the budget book. We represent nothing to these people. And yet, within us, if we really believe this, is the spark of absolute creation, you know, in what we are, and we fail to see it. That's what scares the heck out of the other side of this whole equation is, because when we actualize our potential, each one of us listening to this broadcast become that tip of the spear and do something that's positive, proactive, that recognizes what we are. That is where the dignity of man defines us from something else. And that something else has had too much of control of the agenda. And all of the things that we're talking about in InfoWars, whether it was, for me, whether it was mind control, heart, personal privacy, resources, banking, you know, all the things that everyone covers on this network, health issues from vaccination to nutrition of various forms. You know, all of the discussions that we get to have here are by virtue of we're not censored except by a few. And that censoring is what is destroying our ability to see freedom ring in the 21st century. And devices, kind of my take, the big solution to this, you know, because that's the other half of the thing is, okay, we all know this is a problem, is we have to own our digital data. And this is what that means. And it's going to really make people uncomfortable that are making money off of it right now. But the truth is, we have to own our digital data and not allow anyone to exploit it the way that it is. We should need to make it illegal. That we own the data, period. It belongs to us, and we can't give it up. We can't opt in or opt out or however they want to word it so they can get by the law. Because it's like, you know, sort of a base thing of our humanity that you don't get to give up or volunteer away. Or anyone even gets to ask you, because that's criminal too. You know, you can't ask people to become slaves. That doesn't work. We can't do that. We can't allow it. And you can't say yes if you're asked. So that's it. And so this is where we've come to with personal privacy today is we have to take control of it again. Once we've done that, and then we have to say, okay, if corporations have free speech and a right to influence elections, political outcomes, and they need culpability, accountability, responsibility, which means boards and presidents and vice presidents of corporations need to go to prison when those corporations do things that violate yours and my privacy and civil liberties, you see. That way they can't say, oh, it's a corporation. We can't. No. The guys who run it, oh, but we didn't know. Well, too bad you're running it. And it's called accountability and responsibility. You know, these are principled ideas, not conservative or liberal. They're principled ideas that we used to share in common called accountability. And people try to escape it all the time. And this is the problem, not the solution. It's being responsible. And then, you know, if you can't, then the rest of us have to decide, you know. So that's called laws and order, and execution. And that's gotten a bit complex for the average man doesn't really have access to justice in the same way that if you're rich, you have access to justice. Ask Alex how much money gets spent on litigation because people attack him in that way, hoping to shut him down and silence his voice. And it's unfortunate, you know. I mean, and then they talk about socializing medicine. That was socializing justice, you know, socialized lawyers, you know. I mean, at least that's something constitutionally we're supposed to have. And it went from a law book in a couple volumes that Abraham Lincoln could hold under his arm and study and pass the bar and become a lawyer without going to college, to something that fills up three floors of a law library that nobody can sort out. That's not justice and law. That's complexity for the sake of a few whose interest is served by that complexity and what it yields for them. And if you really look in the law library, starting through it, you see nothing but special interest legislation compounded on top of itself. And here's the thing, you know, when you start to think about what it's about, it started with a lot of debate, a lot of argument, a lot of fighting. And see, the Republicans, when Abraham Lincoln was a Republican, remember, he had to take away from the Southern Democrats slavery as kind of an issue, you know, and it made people angry then. And politics has changed a lot in the last 150 years, I have to say, and thank God it has. And there's bigger issues to fight over. But I think fighting is the problem and respecting is part of the solution. And then debate that's lively is part of the action plan. And, you know, I've used my own family as an analogy. We have hard right Republicans. We have libertarians and we have moderates and we have independents. And then we have Democrats and then we have hard left Democrats. All of my family going to the same Thanksgiving and Christmas events, you know, and I can tell you it's a lively debate. And the beauty of that debate is at the end, we embrace each other. Respectfully as brothers and sisters, which is the call to the nation right now. As we look at this century and 2020 vision for this year and look forward into the next decade, let's decide something different for it. Let's, instead of media manipulation, let's turn off the reality TV side of newsfeed and turn off the feedback loops of Facebook and deal with the people we truly care about that we can give attention to. Face-to-face, person-to-person, wherever we can. I travel a good bit, so I show up in Austin every once in a while, and it's mainly to embrace the team and personally to do that, because I think it's important to do that. I do it with my friends literally around the world that I work with professionally and my family, and I encourage all of us to do that. Pick up the telephone. You know, that telephone, I hate these device things, but pick up your device and communicate with your friends and family and make a point of it in a personal way with your voice and your face over a cup of coffee with your kids and do that. And it makes the difference in the world. And in doing it, put a different intention on it. Put a spin on it of respect and integrity and values and try to find the way to break into the conversation and share the info wars with what you believe is important. And get off of the train wreck that's operating in slow motion. That's the manipulation of social media. Turn it off. Break the zombie trance. It's here now. We've been talking about it for 25 years. It's here now. This is the most unbelievable creation, because here's how it works. When you get this many people focused in the same way, actually what happens is you begin to create the very fantasy that they share in common. This is where you got to break off, break it off, and take a look around and touch the world again in a different way and connect to each other in a different way and break off the tribalism that's driven by these systems. It actually is designed to isolate, manipulate, control, and push each of us in our own individualized programming plan. So you got to cut off the programming a bit and, you know, and open yourself up to your relationships and then spread the information that is important in all those different ways that bring us in touch with each other. This is Friday afternoon in most of our world, and I appreciate the time with InfoWars. Everyone going into the weekend, this has been Dr. Nick Begich signing off, and we'll see you again next week.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.